Hey, Los Angeles. Are you looking for unique 4th of July plans for you and your friends or family? LA's greatest rivalry returns to Rose Bowl Stadium for a July 4th edition of the El Tráfico soccer matchup as the LA Galaxy return to their original home to defend their turf against LAFC. Last year, a record crowd of over 82,000 fans were on hand to witness the Galaxy victory. That's July 4th at Rose Bowl Stadium. Guaranteed fireworks both on and off the field and a celebration for all of LA. LA Galaxy versus LAFC, the Rose Bowl edition. Tickets at lagalaxy.com/tickets.
Welcome back to Now. No opportunity wasted. I'm your host, Angelica Ross. Today is Friday, March 15th, and baby, a lot has happened this week, so I'm coming to you with one of our mini episodes to bring us all back to now. If you haven't already, take a deep breath. Whew, child. It's only been 4 days, and so much has happened. But before I get into the drama of this week, let's start things off with a quote from my mentor, Daisaku Ikeda, in Buddhism Day by Day, Wisdom for Modern Life. Quote, Buddhism comes down to practice. This means making a personal determination and steadfastly taking action to accomplish it, no matter what obstacles may arise. If we aren't striving to open a way forward, what we are doing cannot be called Buddhist practice. We will only enter the path to Buddhahood by making tireless effort based on the same determination as the Buddha. With that being said, let's all make a determination in our lives to open a path forward, no matter how difficult or daunting it may get. Because I have to tell you, sometimes I feel absolutely wore out. I am striving tirelessly every day to open a path forward for myself and for others. And a lot of the news lately has just felt like it's been taking some of the wind out of my sail a little bit. Police killed another young Black boy named Ryan Gaynor with autism, and he was only 15 years old. Police were responding to a mental health crisis, and he was holding a garden tool, and they shot him dead. Again, we do not need more police. Police training is not working. We need an alternative to police. We need a better response when Black people find themselves needing to call for help. So many times we're hearing so many stories of Black people who have called for help who have instead been either arrested or killed. In other news, 352 members of the House of Representatives voted to ban TikTok. And now they only need 60 votes in the Senate to pass it along to Biden, who says he'll sign the proposed legislation to ban TikTok if Congress passes it. Alex Perlman, whose IG profile describes him as the ranting comedian who yells the news at you, took to TikTok and Instagram, well, to rant about it, and it was a good one. Mainly, Alex pointed out that we couldn't get 18 votes to choose the Speaker of the House, yet 81% of the House showed up to ban TikTok. Not to ban guns, to ban TikTok. Not to address our privacy and how our data is consistently violated by tech giants other than TikTok, and that a lot of us have believed for a long time now that America's animosity with TikTok is less about them being worried about protecting Americans from China and more about the fact that they realize that we found a way to connect, to share information, build empathy across lines of race and culture, and come together, young and old, to hold our governments and each other accountable to creating a better world. We're no longer buying the propaganda from America or Israel or anybody else for that fact. We don't believe that war or evil is necessary. We believe that it is necessary for us to speak up, and we will continue to do so no matter how you try to silence us. Now, as promised, this is a mini episode, so that is it. But before we go, I want to introduce a new part of the podcast called Now You. If you'd like a little encouragement or advice with an opportunity or challenge, feel free to hit me up at nowangelicapodcast@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram at nowangelicapodcast. So our first message comes from a person on Instagram who says, "Hi, I'm a certified health teacher and I'm really wanting to be financially free. Someday I'm wanting to finish my schooling, have my health business be successful, and help LGBTQ youth within an educational setting. I'm trying to increase my credit score, eliminate debt, and get funding for my business." Well, first off, I want to say congratulations on having some amazing goals to work towards. We Buddhists say congratulations whenever we're faced with any challenge. So let me just start there. Next, I just want to affirm you that everything that you just named can absolutely be your reality. You can experience financial freedom, be an educational resource for LGBTQ youth, and increase that credit score. And I actually have a little bit of experience with each of those things because I struggled for years with my credit score. It hovered somewhere in the 500s for a very long time, and now it's at about 730 at the current moment. I couldn't even get approved for a credit card for a long time, so I had to start off with one of those unsecured credit cards. The point is, we all have to start somewhere, so just try not to feel embarrassed of wherever you're starting from. Obviously, I don't know a lot of the details of your situation, but I do believe that you can begin to experience financial freedom sooner than you think. The thing about being there for community is that sometimes you have to let community be there for you. Surround yourself with family, friends, and community members who you feel like support you in the vision that you want to manifest for your life. I have slept on friends' couches, had friends raise money for me personally, not just my nonprofit. I've had roommates, and at one point I had three roommates and was paying roughly $800 or $900 a month in rent. I realized that in order for me to be able to focus on what seemed like a privilege to have such big dreams, I had to free myself from having too many financial burdens and commitments. There have been a couple years at different occasions too where I moved back to my parents' house, and this was before our relationship healed. The point I'm getting at is if you're willing to let go of whether or not people may see you as successful and just focus on creating circumstances that give you the most successful outcomes, then there are a gazillion ways that success can look for you. So think outside the box, but just know that you can start being an educational resource for LGBTQ plus youth right now. Become a lantern onto yourself. Find ways to learn about what is most important to LGBTQ youth in your city and your state. And then start in very small ways with things that you can do to help provide educational resources and opportunities for young folks. I mean, look at Tabitha on YouTube with Tab Time, and now she has an Emmy. Of course, there were a lot more steps and there's a lot more to it than that, but still, you don't need a building to become a center for LGBTQ plus youth. All you need is the heart and a little bit of patience to serve the children. So I want you to think of something that you can do right now this week. Even if it's something really small, just know that you can make a big difference in someone's life right now. No opportunity wasted. I'm your morning, your